Exercise 23. Talk 1. Listen to part of a talk by a college professor.
The first few pages of the syllabus are an outline of the topics for each session. As you can see, you'll be responsible for reading the material before you come to class, so you'll have enough background to be able to follow the lecture. For example, on September 3rd, when you come to class, you should already have read the first two chapters in the text, so we can discuss the history of psychology in that session. The following week, you should have a grasp of chapters 3 and 4, so we can cover biology and the psychology of the brain, and so on. Now, let's take a few minutes to look at the policies and procedures listed on page 3 of the course syllabus. Refer to the section under assignments first, please. You'll notice that all assignments must be typewritten and submitted on the due date. In order for you to receive full credit, and the grade for a late assignment will be lowered by one letter for each day past the due date. Now look at the section under examinations. As you see, all exams must be completed on the dates and times scheduled in the syllabus. If you must be absent, I mean for an exam, then try to call me to let me know what your problem is. My office phone is on the syllabus, and my home phone is listed in the telephone directory. Of course, email is best, and you have my email address on page 1. It's right under my name on the syllabus. A makeup exam must be arranged within 1 week of the scheduled date of the exam. And I must warn you, the questions on the makeup will not be the same as the questions on the regular exam. In fact, I usually give multiple choice tests, but I always give short answer tests for makeups. And my students tell me they say the makeups are quite a bit more difficult than the regularly scheduled exams. Oh yes, let's take a minute to clarify my attendance policy. I suggest that you come to class. I'll be assigning you a seat. Yes, yes, I know you'd rather choose your own seat, but this is a large class, and it would take up too much time to call the roll every session, so I'll just mark those people absent who aren't present in their seats by the time the class begins. Better late than never, but if you're late, you'd better check in with me after class so I can change my attendance records. Remember that attendance is 15% of the grade, which usually makes the difference between an A and a B or a B and a C. Let's not even talk about D's and F's. One more thing. If you need to request an incomplete, please remember that I only approve them for illness or for a serious personal problem, not just for a because you ran out of time. And you must submit a request form with a signed statement of explanation to my office in order for your incomplete to be considered. Otherwise, you'll have to register and take the entire course over again to get credit.